This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is confirming that U.S. forces killed an al-Qaeda leader who claimed responsibility for masterminding the deadly shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in December. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Although he's mentioned it this week, President Trump has officially confirmed that a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen killed Qasem al-Rimi. He was the founder of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, who posted a video after the December shooting at the Florida base that killed three U.S. sailors, calling the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, a courageous knight and a hero. President Trump says the U.S. and its allies are safer as a result of al-Rimi's death and vows to continue tracking down and eliminating the terrorist threat. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died Friday from the illness, as China's Hubei province reported dozens of new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, a grim milestone for the fast-spreading outbreak. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hardest hit by the outbreak. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading illegal and false information about the coronavirus. On Friday, China's Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, reported new deaths, taking the death toll in China to over 600. It also reported nearly 2,500 new cases, for a total of over 30,000 cases, according to state TV.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. And you can find more details at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There was a noticeable shift in the U.S. political landscape this week. President Donald Trump finally emerged from the battle over impeachment. With rising poll numbers, while the Democratic Party presidential race was in disarray over a major election failure in Iowa. Jim Malone has more on the political fallout from the impeachment saga and what it may mean for the November election.
In the short term, Trump's acquittal could be a political boost, says presidential historian Alan Lichtman.
I think it will help motivate Trump's base. No question, you know, they'll buy into his argument that this was a partisan witch hunt designed to bring down their president.
As the 2020 presidential campaign kicks into high gear, Trump should benefit from the strong U.S. economy, says John Fortier.
It points to a close race at this point. The president will still have to get his numbers up a bit to be competitive, but he's not so far from that, and he does have some other strengths.
The outcome of the impeachment trial is a setback for Democrats in the near term, but will likely boost voter turnout in November, says Alan Lichtman. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And the Associated Press is unable to declare a winner in the Democratic Party caucuses in Iowa. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains why.
Even with 100% of the Democratic Party's caucus results reported, it's too close to call in Iowa between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Another factor is evidence that the state party has not accurately tabulated some of its results. National Party Chair Tom Perez is calling for a re-canvass of the results, something the state party says it would do, but only at the request of one of the candidates. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who appears to have placed third, says it's not a priority for her.
I'm not focused on Iowa now. I'm focused on moving forward. I'm focused on what's happened here in New Hampshire.
I'm Tim McGuire.
At least 12 Israeli soldiers were injured when a Palestinian motorist drove his car into them Thursday in Jerusalem. The Israeli military says the soldiers were walking in a cultural and entertainment district in Jerusalem when they were attacked. A police spokesman says the incident is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The motorist fled the scene and remains at large. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old Palestinian man was shot and killed during a clash between demonstrators and Israeli forces in the West Bank city on Thursday, one day after a 17-year-old boy was killed in a similar incident in the city of Hebron. U.S. President Trump met Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House, announced the United States plans to initiate trade agreement negotiations with the Republic of Kenya. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.